As the legislature coming away from the annual budget address from the governor of the state of the state, first of all, your overall impressions of what the governor had to say this week?
Well, I was pleased to hear him talk about his priorities, which we've mentioned before. His priorities are actually my priorities. He talked about developing a workforce, and he talked about infrastructure. And when we talk about infrastructure, we're talking about not only roads and bridges, but we're also talking about broadband availability. And in the rural area, I think that has to be a real priority for us to actually grow and thrive. People need to be able to connect. It's a connected world.
Part of his speech touched on what he talked about fundamentally restructuring state government, which just those words alone sound like a rather tall order.
Well, yes. You know, one of the things that I mentioned last week was we want to try to increase accountability from our government so that the people, the average working person, understands that they are receiving a value for the tax money that they are remitting every year. So I just read a quote that said, "Complexity is the enemy of transparency." And I think that pretty adequately describes our government. It's a rather large bureaucracy, and by many measurements, we have more people in our state government than any of our surrounding states that have similar population. So while it does sound good to restructure it, and I am fully on board with that, it will be more difficult than people might realize. But it could result in substantial savings, and it could result in a better value for your tax money.
Medicaid reform, this is something we hear about often. We heard about it with the speech this week. Your ideas on this?
Well, Medicaid pays for a lot of essential services. It is a program that is largely, the funding is originating from the federal government, and we have to come up with a match to get the money. The part that we're lacking is personal responsibility in our Medicaid expenditure, so we need to be looking at that. We also have a situation where our nursing homes are receiving a lower reimbursement for Medicaid clients. And I just found out just a few days ago, while that is happening, causing financial stress on our nursing homes, we are at the same time paying for a Missouri resident or residents who might choose to live in a facility that is, for instance, in Illinois. So what that means to us is our nursing homes have to pay essentially a tax to help draw down the money from the federal government. So it's costing them. But when we have someone who is a Missouri resident and they decide to go to Illinois, for instance, and stay in a home there, that home is not collecting a tax and helping us draw down the money. Yet they are being reimbursed for that client. So we're sending our Medicaid dollars, which are all already in short supply, to another state in a higher reimbursement rate, and they are not helping us to draw down the money in the first place. So that is just one example of the kinds of reform that we need to be looking at. And I do have confidence that our new director of Medicaid will be looking at that situation, and we will come up with a solution, because Missouri residents deserve better than that. So we'll be trying to resolve that issue.